I'm Graham Pascoe and I'm here to present Morning Music. Today we're going to remember a couple of, or maybe even more than a couple of, birth anniversaries, and I'll be playing recordings by people including Gordon Jenkins, the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra, Cilla Black, we'll hear from Glenn Miller, Ella Fitzgerald, three Irish tenors, and Nat King Cole and Peggy Lee, just to mention a few.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling, on this our wedding day. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait, wait long. I do not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave, and I must face a man who hates me, or lie a coward, a craven coward, or lie a coward in my grave. Twixt love and duty, supposing I lose my fair-haired beauty. Look at that big hand move along near in high noon. He made a vow while in state's prison, vowed it would be my life for his, and I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do if you leave? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. You made that promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, don't think of leaving. Now that I need by my side. Wait along, wait along, wait along, wait along.
Frankie Lane sang High Noon, Do Not Forsake Me, written by Dmitri Tiomkin for the 1952 film of that title, High Noon. It won the Oscar for the Academy Award for the Best Film Song of 1952. It was a hit also for Tex Ritter, who sang it in the film. Dmitri Tiomkin, a distinguished Hollywood composer, he won an Oscar, for example, for the score in the film High and the Mighty.
Thank you. The night is like a lovely tune. Beware my foolish heart. How white the ever-constant moon. Take care, my foolish heart. There's a line between love and fascination that's hard to see on an evening such as this. For they both give the very same sensation when you're lost in the magic of a kiss. Her lips are much too close to mine. Beware, my foolish heart. But should our eager lips combine, then let the fire start. For this time it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love. This time it's love, my foolish heart.
Sandy Evans was the vocalist with the orchestra of Gordon Jenkins in My Foolish Heart, a song written by Victor Young and Ned Washington. And that record topped the Australian hit parades in 1950. Here are two recordings of hits in the 1960s.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about when you started out, Alfie?
When you walk, let whispers a comforting word. Wait till the darkness is over. Wait till the tempest is done. Hope for the sunshine to
was written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. It was a hit for Cillibrack in 1966. I played that one because yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of Burt Bacharach in 1928. Whispering Hope, sung by Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae, a hit in 1962. It was written by Alice Hawthorne, and that was a pseudonym for Septimus Winner, an American composer. His brother, Joseph Winner, wrote this song.
Thank you.
Little Brown Jug, composed by Septimus Winger, played by the Glenmill Orchestra in that arrangement made in 1939 by Bill Finnegan, who arranged a lot of music for the Glenmill Orchestra. Would you believe Ella Fitzgerald if she said spring is here? Well, we'll hear it anyway.
Once there was a thing called spring, when the world was writing verses like yours and mine. All the lads and girls would sing when we sat at little tables and drank May wine. Now April, May and June are sadly out of tune. Life has stuck the pin in the bone. Spring is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the entrancing? No desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because no. Doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here.
Spring is Here, written in 1938 by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart for a Broadway production, I Married an Angel. Ella Fitzgerald sang it in 1956 with the orchestra of Buddy Bregman.
I am the captain of the pinafore,
and I like my captain too.
You're very, very good, and be it understood, I command a right good crew.
You're very, very good, and be it understood, he commands a right good crew.
Though related to a peer, I can handle, reef, and steer, or ship a selvagee. I am never known to quail at the fury of a gale, and I'm never, never sink at sea.
What, never?
No, never.
What, never?
Well, hardly ever.
Is hardly ever sink at sea.
Then I do my best to satisfy you all,
and with you we're quite content.
You're exceedingly polite, and I think it only right to return the compliment.
We're exceedingly polite, and he thinks it only right to return the compliment.
Bad language or abuse, I never, never use, whatever the emergency. Though bother it, I may occasionally say, I never use a big, big D.
What, never?
No, never.
What, never?
Well, hardly ever.
Hardly ever was a big, big D.
Then give three cheers and one cheer more for the well-bred captain of the pinafore. Then give three cheers and one cheer more for the captain of the pinafore.
Cares for starlit skies when you're alone. The magic moonlight dies at break of dawn. There is no sunrise when your lover has gone. What lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers. Life can't mean anything when
after the Gilbert and Sullivan song, I'm the Captain of the Pinafore, you heard Maxine Sullivan sing When Your Lover Has Gone, a song written by Ina Aaron Swan. I played that one because today's the anniversary of the birth of Maxine Sullivan, the American singer, in 1911.
A simple little ditty in our good old Irish way, and I'd give the world if she would sing that song to me this day. Tura, 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 Tura.
to that cot again. I feel her arms hugging me as when she held me then.
And I hear her voice, amen, to me as in days of when she used to rock me fast asleep outside the cabin door. Tooralura, tooralura,
written by James Royce Shannon in 1913 and sung by a trio called the Irish Tenors in Dublin in 1999.
Tough to be broke, kid. It's not a joke, kid. It's a curse. Think that you ought to be knowing my luck is going from bad to worse. Who knows, someday I will win too. I'll begin to reach my prime. Now though I see what our end is, all I can spend is just my time. Oh, I can't give you anything but love. Oh, baby, that's the only thing I've plenty of. Baby, dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness. And I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I like to see you looking swell. Oh, baby, all those diamond bracelets that Woolworth doesn't sell. Oh, baby, till that last. lucky day. You know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
I'll never
Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields wrote the last two songs that you heard. They wrote it for an all-black review in New York, Blackbirds of 1928. The first was I Can't Give You Anything But Love. That was sung by Harry Price with the band Tabasco, a recording made in Melbourne in 1999. And I Must Have That Man, sung by Barbara Cook. I remember in my youth seeing and enjoying a movie called Can Can. I think the stars included Shirley MacLaine and Frank Sinatra. I didn't realise that it had originated as a Broadway show in 1953. Cole Porter wrote the music for Can Can. The next three songs that you'll hear were written by Cole Porter for that show.
Clouds will roll away. I've got a date with a parson brown. Oh, Liza, my little Liza, name of the day. When you're my long coming, all the clouds roll away.
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right with me. All right. All right. All right with me.
Two of those songs were from Can Can, I Love Paris, sung by the Les Backed Orchestra's chorus, and Peggy Lee sang It's All Right With Me. Somehow, Al Jolson snuck in there with Liza.
Dear love, will you say be my Valentine? Dear am I maybe your Valentine? This day could forever be written on this heart of mine. If this day I am your Valentine, dear love, tell me now. Make a vow, I'm your Valentine. These eyes could be lit with a new and truly dazzling shine if you say I am your Valentine. Dear love, I have bought you a Valentine. You a Valentine. Bells, bows, and an angel's arrow links your name to mine to tell you I am your Valentine. Say I'm your Valentine.
Robert Goulet sang Dear Love, written for a New York show called Flora, The Red Menace. It starred Liza Minnelli as Flora.
I used to play around with hearts, hasten at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for the fool. Carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me, that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
The next day she was gone, and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah.
Poor Little Fool, one of Ricky Nelson's hits from 1958.